Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome to First Congregational Church here in Westfield. No matter who you are or where you are in life's journey or where you're standing with a microphone, you are welcome here. Give me one second. We do have some announcements this morning, so I'm going to let those folks do their thing. Gene Zimmerman, come on up.
Christian Fellowship will be meeting again the second Wednesday, which is May 8th. It's always the second Wednesday. This meeting will be a great comeback. We're bringing back an old tradition. One of our members, Betsy Gaylord, used to do May baskets. And you would make a May basket and go drop it off secretly at somebody, a secret friend's house, or just give it to somebody you know. And it's a great friendship thing, and we thought we'd bring it back. So we hope you can come meet us at 1 o'clock on May 8th, and we'll be doing May baskets, and refreshments will be served.
Today, for those of you that are maybe interested, is the crop walk. The registration starts at 1 o'clock. It's at Feeding Hills Congregational Church, which is at the corner of Feeding Hills Center by Granger School and Pride Gas Station. The walk starts at 1:30, and the walk is being run by the Avalon and West Springfield Congregational Churches for the their food pantries, but they are donating food for us as well in lieu of the monetary donation. So I will be there. If anybody wants to join me, please feel free. It's open to anyone that wants to walk. They have a 1 mile, 3 mile, and 6 mile hike all the way down. If anybody is interested, I will not be doing the 6 mile. I think I'm going to cap it at 3. We'll see how it goes. I may have to Uber back. But and also this morning, our church school groups have been working on Lego creations depicting different Bible verses and different scenes. They started in October, November, December, and we have a few just from the Easter as well. We're going to be bringing them downstairs and putting them on display for coffee hour. So anybody wants to come down and take a look at those, we would love to share them with you.
Cool. Thanks, Amy. Any other announcements before we talk about a few things? First of all, we want to welcome part of the Westfield State University Chorale this morning. That's who's sitting here with her, Conductor Scott Bailey. So it's a very special day for us here at First Church Westfield. A few other announcements this morning. I was told, by the way, I'm going to fly the plane with this thing on. Please make sure your seatbelts are fastened. All right. This Saturday, we have our 4 Score and More luncheon. If you can help with the 4 Score and More luncheon, please contact Cindy. If you were invited to the luncheon, don't be insulted. Rejoice and be glad that you have made it to 4 Score or More. It's okay. Do come. Bring a guest. It'll be wonderful. That's Saturday morning. We're going to start here in church at 11. If you want to help, please reach out to Cindy. She can give you more details about when they're going to gather, to set tables, and to set up the hall. That's going to happen sometime on Friday. Thursday afternoon at 2:30, right in our women's parlor, we're going to have number one of our last two Bible studies that will take place. So again, that's going to be Thursday at 2:30 in the Women's Parlor for the next two Thursdays. If you want to participate and you can't come in the afternoon, but you can come in the evening, we'll be out in Southwick at 7 o'clock. So you're welcome to come to either one of those for the last two sessions of Bible study. Are there any other announcements this morning? Hearing none. Anybody up there? I think we've had just about enough. Let us worship God.
Good morning. Excuse me. Please join me in our call to worship as found in your worship guide. Come to us even now, O Lord of life. We praise your name and rejoice in your love.
We stand in utter amazement of who you are.
Everyone who calls upon you will find fulfillment.
They will rejoice forever because you are God.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Please join us now in our gathering hymn, which my grandma would be my all-time favorite hymn, For the Beauty of the Earth, on page 56.
God of love,
Plant us in the soil of your grace. Nurture us with the strength of the Christ, the vine of everlasting life. Enlighten us with the wisdom of your Spirit, which flows through us today and all days. Abide in us, that we may abide in you and live in your love. We ask this in the name of the true vine, who taught us to call you our Father, who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
You may be seated. We have to help them. They sing beautifully.
Yes.
For our young people this morning, discipleship is so very important. And I know that that's what you've been looking at in your church school classes, correct? And I have a head nod, something, shrug, yes, you do. So, today, our scripture reading, Jesus tells us that he is the true vine, and we are branches. What happens with branches from a vine? Do you have any idea? What happens? What are some things that grow from a vine? Does anybody know? Say it again. Fruit. What kind of fruit?
Grapes.
Grapes. All right. See, the older kids are helping you out here. It's okay. So, much like we're disciples of Jesus, we're also that fruit, that image of fruit that comes. So we could be grapes. We could be watermelon. We could be all kinds of little things that come from a vine. But the bottom line is this. We are disciples, and we continue to grow. And that's where I think you're going this morning with your church school classes, as you continue to work on your projects, as you continue to learn about what it means to be a disciple. Before we go, please pray with me. God of all, we ask your blessings upon our young people and their teachers and those who work with them this day, that they may see the importance of discipleship in all that they do, all that they say, and all that they are, that everything that happens may be for your greater glory. Amen. Let's go to church school. And I move.
One another. God abides in us, and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Savior of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this way, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, "I love God," and hate a brother or sister are liars. For those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The commandment we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters too. Our God is still speaking.
Thanks be to God.
Is Psalm 22. Please join me. From who comes my praise in the great congregation? My vows I will pay before those who fear him.
The Lord shall be and be satisfied. Those who seek him shall praise the Lord. May your hearts live forever.
All the ends of the earth shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before him.
For dominion belongs to the Lord, and he rules over the nations.
To him, indeed, shall all who sleep in the earth bow down. Before him shall bow all who go down to the dust, and I shall live for him.
Posterity will serve him. Future generations will be told about the Lord, and proclaim his deliverance to a people yet no more, saying that he has done.
Our gospel reading this morning comes to us from John's gospel. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit, and become my disciples. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Scene change. Thank you. Many of our students have just completed MCAS testing. I hated it. As a teacher, it was some of the worst days ever. We'll talk more about that another time. Well, because in the spirit of MCAS season, I'm going to give you a test question. Pay very close attention because I don't have this in writing for any of you. So, which one of the following does not belong? Grapes, kiwi, apples, or tomatoes?
Tomato.
Which one doesn't belong? You say grapes,
apples.
Kiwi, apples, tomatoes.
Yes. Apples.
It's apples. Do you know why? Apples don't grow on a vine. Apples grow on a tree. The rest of those things grow on vines. In case you missed the reading we just had, so we're talking about vines and branches today. If Jesus is the vine, we are certainly branches. What are branches supposed to do? Our job is to produce
fruit.
Thank you. This does not refer to us as being fruitful in the realm of reproduction. It could, but it doesn't at this point. However, if we do not spread seeds, as it were, no more fruit will grow. Right? In verse 5 of that reading, we're told, those who abide in me and I in them will bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Well, this may not seem true as you look at it the first time. After all, many people are doing many good and great things apart from Jesus. Worthwhile things for their families, their communities, and the world. But you know what? They're not us. And we are not trying to simply do good things. We're trying to do Jesus things. We are trying to usher in God's loving kingdom or reign. What could be more important for us than that? But here's the catch. We can't do that without Jesus. We cannot be the people that God calls us to be, individually or as a church, apart from Jesus. In fact, we cannot do anything truly worthwhile for God and the world God loves apart from Jesus. So do you get the distinction? There is a distinction. That's the simple truth that we're being reminded of today. Apart from Jesus, we can do nothing that we will really care about as his followers in the end. Nothing. So, how do we make sure that we are not on our own and that we are not doing anything apart from Jesus? He tells us, abide in me. Abide in Jesus. Just as he abides in us. Those who abide in Jesus bear much fruit. Abide in Jesus. But we may ask, how do we do that? How do we abide in Jesus? Well, the answer is not some great mystery. It's exactly what we have been taught, what the people of God have always tried to do. They've been doing it throughout the centuries, to abide in Jesus. To do that, for starters, I believe we have to pray every day. Now, you don't have to set the room, light a candle, and have a set order of worship. If you can do all these things and they work for you, go for it. Who might stop you? However, sometimes we can offer a simple prayer, such as, oh God, give me the gift of patience this day. And sometimes you have to say that a lot, depending on the day, depending on who's in front of you, what your job is, where you are in the grocery store, where you are on East Main Street, at what light you're in, where you are in the dining commons, where you are in the library at Westfield State, perhaps. Other times, your simple little prayer might be, God, help me to control my tongue in this difficult conversation. These quick little prayers remind us that we're not alone and that we rely on God as either Creator, Redeemer, or Holy Spirit to get us through the day. And if we want to abide in Jesus, we have to worship each week. Preferably where two or three are gathered in the name of Jesus. This is essential if we are to abide in Jesus. No matter how good your week has been or how faithful we have been in daily prayer and spending some time in God's Word, we tend to slip away from Jesus. There's just too much going on in our world. especially at the end of April in 2024. Oh, man. Because of that, we need to reset ourselves spiritually. And we do that, hopefully, by remembering the Sabbath day, doing everything that we can to keep that day holy. We do this by worshiping together. But, you know, I feel like I'm preaching to the choir in more ways than one. There's one here, there's one back there, and all of you out there. And it's okay because you're already here. And most of us come together each week, or almost every week. Keep up the good work on that. Don't stop. Because if we can exhibit patience, control our speech, and minister to those in need, this will go a long way to spread the seeds that will bear more fruit. We continue to spread the gospel message in Westfield, Southwick, and beyond. We do this sometimes without even thinking about it. We just do it by doing the good things that we do, by being kind to others. Sometimes by looking at somebody and simply saying, good morning. We take our faces out of whatever devices in front of us, and we do that. And that's not just for the college people who are sitting there. Adults, the rest of us, the old adults, you're adults, so I have to be careful. You're adults, but the old adults are falling into the same trap, where we tend to look down and we're not looking up anymore. Be mindful of that this week. All of us, let's be mindful of that. Let's also remember that apart from Jesus, we can do nothing for Christians. We can do nothing that truly matters. We need God. We need Jesus. We need the Holy Spirit. We cannot bear fruit alone. We can't do anything in this world that God is calling us to do without Jesus. We can't do it individually, and we certainly can't do it as a congregation. If we want to continue to grow as a church, there is nothing more important for us to do than to abide in Jesus so that we can bear fruit. For God is glorified by this, Jesus concludes in his gospel reading, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. My siblings in Christ, let us glorify God. Let us bear much fruit as individuals and as a congregation. Let us be known for our love and our joy, our peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Did anybody recognize any of those fruits of the Spirit? There they were. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, and self-control. We don't have to take the MCAS. There might be something called an HCAS. I decided what it was. It's the Heavenly Comprehensive Assessment Survey. But let's practice for it now by abiding in Jesus as we bear much fruit. Amen. Now you can't hear me. I haven't turned this thing back. They're going to put slits in this for me so I don't have to do this like this. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. As we come to prayer this morning, we are ever mindful of the joys and concerns that are listed in our worship guide. We pray in a special way for members and friends of our congregation. And of course, we remember Israeli and Palestinian citizens caught in war. For the unrest that exists in our country right now. And we also pray for Armand, Olivia, Jonathan, Barbara, Ann, Jeff, Dave, Dawn, Heidi, Castle, Peter, Kathy, Shirley, Judy, Marilyn, Leslie, Tom, Jean, Lindsay, Kurt, Ariana, John, Susan, Betty, Bob, Mark, Bruce, Alan, Jody. And we remember our friends in senior care facilities for Nancy, Joe, Betty, Bob, and Leslie. We also remember those prayers and petitions and requests that remain in the silence of our hearts, known only to us and to God. And may God be with you. Please pray with me. Vine of life, in your branches we are nestled, taking shelter and sustenance in the shade of your strength. With thanksgiving, we celebrate the growth and hope we have found in placing our roots in you. For in life, you nourish us, and your Holy Spirit encourages us. It encourages us to reach our full potential in the gifts we have been given, that others may know of your love. Lord, make us more than sour grapes and unripe olives. In the hardships of the world, may we look beyond the bitter politics and divisions to find your love at the core of our relationships. There may all people work with what we have in common, that we might grow to be a people of respect and trust. May our branches bow with the weight of the fruit you have bestowed. Help us to look beyond our own needs, to recognize those who are hungry for food, love, and justice. May we offer others the shelter needed under the weight of your branches so that they may find rest from the cold and darkness, the hatred and loneliness of this world. Instead, may your Holy Spirit enable us to value the gifts and talents of all. May our leaves soak up your light. When we meet those who are worn down with illness, loneliness, grief, and abandonment, may the light of your presence shine in the encounters they have with others, that all might know your compassion. Gardener of all life, as you trim and shape us for your purpose, may we place our prayers into your hands and trust that new seeds may grow from tired and empty thoughts. Amen. Christ reminds us that as lovers of God, we must be lovers of people. And so we are invited to show our love as we offer ourselves and our gifts to Christ's church, and to one another. May we share freely and generously the love and abundance that God has given us. Our morning offering will now be received.
beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
In the beginning was the same was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
The same was in the beginning.
Thank you.
one another because love is from God. Proclaim God's salvation to every generation. Remain in Jesus Christ like branches of a vine and draw your life from him. And may God, the vine grower, tend you and make you faithful. May Christ Jesus abide in you and give you life. And may the Holy Spirit cast out all fear and fill you with God's love. Amen.
A reminder,
everyone's invited to join us for a time of refreshment and fellowship. I wish I could say it was brunch, but it's not. But anyway, right in our fellowship hall. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.